Luke chapter 12, reading verses 35 to 59. Watchfulness. Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known of what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Peter asked, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? The Lord answered, Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for the servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, My master is taking a long time in coming. And then he begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. The servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready, or does not do what the master wants, will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Not peace, but division. I have come to bring fire on earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraints I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Interpreting the times. He said to the crowd, When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, It's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, It's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Today's passage spoke to me of a call for reconciliation. It is a hard passage to read, as Jesus states that his coming will bring not peace, but division. Perhaps as you look around our own country and the world, we can see the reality of these divisions. Elections split 51% to 49%, which are taken as a mandate to follow one side's policies regardless of the other 49% of the country. Families split along party political lines based on one or two policies. The rise of single-issue politics, be that Brexit, immigration, abortion or any other number of topics, where terrible policies that stand against what people really believe are ignored as long as that one policy is implemented. Thus the poor can be oppressed, the wealthy retain their vast profits,
the climate crisis be ignored, and so on. Jesus is, in this passage, stating the obvious, that there will be divisions when we choose to follow his way. Of course, we hope and pray this will not be the case, but it can and does happen. I am, however, encouraged by the fact that Jesus doesn't leave us with this inevitability of division, but he goes on to encourage us to be reconciled. As we judge for ourselves what is right, so we are called to strive to be peacemaker and to bring reconciliation. However, in everything we do, we must retain that essential focus on persevering through what God has called us to do. I suppose in summary I would say, there needs to be a different way, and that way is the way of Jesus. I've chosen as our hymn today, Singing the Faith 627, Everyone Needs Compassion.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Saviour, the hope of nations. Saviour, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, he is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered.
We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers.
Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? Lord, we look around ourselves and see that things in this world are not as you would have them be. Conflict, oppression, violence and self-interest are so overwhelming in our world today. Lord, you show us that love and compassion are the parts of all of our lives that need to be nurtured and demonstrated. Help us to bring that love and compassion into everything we do, and through our small efforts with others, and in the power of your Holy Spirit, begin to change the world. Lord, you have given us hearts full of kindness and mercy. Enable us to pour out those gifts to those who are around us. Help us to always speak against oppression and cry out against violence and injustice, whatever form it takes and wherever we find it. Lord, we ask these things in your all-powerful name. Amen.